Welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business coach, luxury travel expert, and lifestyle blogger, currently residing in the beautiful city of Las Vegas. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is a happy, healthy, positive, and very productive show about living life in the fast lane, learning how to slow down, and how to become the best version of yourself through inspiration, motivation, and determination, both personally and professionally. If this sounds like something you're in need of in your life, then you've come to the right spot. I'll be sharing some of my favorite business tips, personality, and crazy stories from my own career choices. You will also be hearing from a few of my friends who happen to be entrepreneurs like myself. Don't forget, the conversation continues after the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the hashtag TheHappyWorkaholic. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit my website, KellyanneGorman.com, and sign up to receive my weekly VIP newsletter. Now let's get started with today's show.
Hello, and welcome to episode 5. Today I wanted to talk about pressure. The pressure that we put on ourselves, whether it's personal or professional. So I'm here to tell you a little story. So last Thursday, I started posting that, well, I should say last Wednesday, my VIP newsletters go out every Wednesday, and I had posted my online schedule for everybody. So Monday is my big prepping and planning and putting together all my content for the week ahead. And Tuesdays, I always have a new blog post up on KellyanneGorman.com. And then Wednesday, my newsletters go out. And then Thursday is the day that I do my published posts blogs on LinkedIn. And then Friday is going to be, and Friday is the day that I do my podcast. I want to make sure I always have a new podcast up for everybody to listen to on Friday. So back to last Wednesday, I had sent out my newsletter with my online schedule for everybody. And then Thursday morning, I started posting that there would be an all new podcast up on Friday. And Friday came and it wasn't up. And Saturday it wasn't up. And Sunday it wasn't up. And this is the podcast that I decided to, I'm going to be posting today, which is Monday. And I put a lot of pressure on myself, and my biggest pet peeve is consistency, and consistency is key with anything in life. You always end up getting better results the more consistent you are. And if I'm putting out content and putting posts up on social media saying to everybody that my podcast is going to be up and come Friday it's not, it doesn't really look so great. So I'm here to tell you that I'm only human, and the reason behind it is that on Thursday, I had a doctor's appointment with a new blood doctor, and he is actually going to be the decision maker with my neurologist as far as going for my treatment for my autoimmune disease. I have NMO. So I found out that chemotherapy is going to be the next route. And half of me, I kind of put myself in a mental situation as positive as possible. But then I start thinking about chemo and chemotherapy. Am I going to lose my hair? Am I going to get sick? Most of the side effects for this particular chemo that I'm going to be starting is flu-like symptoms, but everybody is different. And the more NMO patients I talk to online, they basically all have flu-like symptoms. Some are worse, some don't feel anything at all, some are awful. But again, everybody's body is different on how it reacts. So besides the fact that I put all this pressure on trying to build my brand, and, you know, people look at what I'm doing online because I am a business coach, and here I am saying, like, new podcast, and the podcast isn't up. It doesn't make me look very good. So I then get very upset with myself because it's not done, and I have serious deadlines, and it wasn't done. And I didn't do it all weekend either because I needed to take a mental vacation from my computer and just kind of, like, live and breathe and kind of prepare myself for the next stage in my life, which would be this chemo. And I just was really thinking about I did have another topic I wanted to talk to you today, but I wanted to talk about this because I know I'm not the only one, and I've learned so much about myself just joining other private Facebook groups and meeting other women online. You know, we put all this pressure on ourselves to be the best and be perfect and make sure everything goes smoothly. And, you know, it's life. Like, life happens. Whether you are sick or something happens at work or something with your family or just anything in general, like, we just put all this pressure on ourselves. And then I get stressed out, which is obviously the worst thing for somebody with an autoimmune disease. And then I just get, and then I get upset because I'm not following through, which is another pet peeve of mine. Consistency and following through are huge, and I preach that all the time, and then here I am not doing it. So it just looks bad, and I just, the only thing I have to say is that I'm human, and I'm not using my disease as an excuse, but I just wanted to share, like, my personal story so that whoever may be listening to this one day knows that it is okay, and I'm coming back stronger. I'm going to have a lot of new podcasts this week up to make up for that. And sometimes you do need that downtime so that you can get back into creative mode and not stress mode or scared mode or emotional overwhelm mode. So that's the time that I needed to take. And yesterday, Sunday, I usually work a couple hours to prep for my week ahead, which I love because then Monday morning I wake up and everything's already scheduled. So it's one less thing off my plate. I can spend my morning meditating, drinking my iced coffee, making some fresh juice or like a good breakfast to get me going for the rest of the day. And yesterday I ended up spending 12 hours on my computer finishing work for a client and scheduling out a bunch of projects I'm working on and finalizing some content for this podcast, which is an announcement I'm going to be making this week for a series that I'm going to be doing that I'm so excited about. And I'm not sure how long it's going to be. I think I might kick it off for 10 weeks. I'm going to have a different guest every week for 10 weeks. So I'm so excited about that because this podcast isn't about me. It's about my stories so that I can help you. And it's just sharing what I'm personally going through, what I'm going through professionally. And I know I'm not alone in all of these things. So the reason why I talk about them is to help others. It's the whole point of this podcast and why I always, why I have on all of my media that the conversation continues on social media under the hashtag The Happy Workaholic so that it can be there to answer your questions. So, and obviously private message me because a lot of people, especially with autoimmune diseases or certain professions, they need to keep things private. So obviously you can always email me at hello@KellyanneGorman.com or find me anywhere on social media. But just to wrap this up, I just wanted to say that I'm only human and so are you. And if we keep putting this pressure on ourselves, you literally will make yourself sick. Stress is like the worst thing. Literally the worst thing ever. So it's Monday, Motivation Monday. I have been scrolling through Pinterest to find some great quotes for today. I'm going to be posting on my Instagram stories because I'm just obsessed with quotes. And I have them on my quote board. So I'm going to be posting some of those in my little office area later today. I'll probably post them on my Instagram stories. And I'm just here to help motivate and inspire and just tell you that you're not alone. And when you have those moments that you feel super stressed and overwhelmed and upset that, you know, you missed a deadline or you are the one putting all this pressure on yourself like I do with myself sometimes, you just have to literally stop and take a break and just journal. That's something else that I say all the time is that I journal every single morning, but sometimes it just helps to get your thoughts on paper and then to read it. And then just find other women and men online and just create a connection with them and engage with them. And that really helps you as well, knowing that you're not alone feeling stressed out and burnt out and you know, if you make a mistake and you're not posting, like, you're promising your followers, like, you're only human and you can come back and you can come back stronger. So that's basically it. So, happy Monday, Motivation Monday. And I will talk to you guys all soon. Until next time.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you like this episode, please let me know by writing a review for the Happy Workaholic podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search under the hashtag #TheHappyWorkaholic. That's where I'll be to answer all of your questions about any of my episodes. Now, if for some reason you're not on social media, you can always reach me via my website at KellyAnnGorman.com. Oh, and while you're there, make sure you sign up to receive my VIP newsletter. You'll be getting those delivered in your inbox every Wednesday. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.